Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go out and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. There are always two signs of a great friendship. First, you share intimately with each other. And second, you sacrifice eagerly for one another. Sharing and sacrificing. Friends share their time. They share their hopes and their fears. They share their lunch. And if they get married, they even share their bodies with each other. Friends also sacrifice for each other. A man will have two jobs so that he can buy his best friend a diamond ring. Sacrifice. A woman goes through the pain of pregnancy to have a baby. Now, who gets the better end of that deal? One of my favorite love stories is Charles Dickens' classic, A Tale of Two Cities. Have you read it? If you haven't, you should. It's about a selfish, drunken lawyer named Sidney Carton who falls in love with a beautiful young lady named Lucy Manette. The only problem is that Lucy marries someone else, a fellow by the name of Charles Darnay. Toward the end of the story, Charles is in Paris, standing in line to be executed by the guillotine, to have his head cut off. But Sidney exchanges places with him and saves his life, sacrificing his own. You see, Sidney eagerly sacrificed his life to save the husband of the woman he loved. His final lines are unforgettable. He says, "It is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done. It is a far, far better rest that I go to than I have ever known." Great friends share and sacrifice. That's what makes them far, far better. In the gospel today, we see Jesus also desires to have a great friendship with his apostles by sharing and sacrificing. First, Jesus shares intimately with them. He says, "I have called you friends because I have told you everything that I have learned from my Father." Jesus shared his time, his hopes, and his fears. He even shared his lunch of loaves and fish. And in the Eucharist, Jesus even shares his body with his disciples. And secondly, Jesus sacrifices for them. He says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Like Sidney Carton, Jesus takes our place in paying the price for our sins on the cross. As Scott Hahn often says, Jesus paid a debt he didn't owe, because we owed a debt we couldn't pay. Sacrifice and sharing always makes friendships far, far better. Today I want you to test your friendship with Jesus. We all say we're Jesus' friends. But do we see the two signs of a great friendship with Him? Do we share our lives with our Lord? Do we share with Him in personal prayer, making it to Mass, even when it's raining, in confessing our sins, in volunteering in church, and then in listening to what He shares with us? He wants to tell us everything He has heard from His Father. And secondly, do we sacrifice for Jesus? When was the last time you did something hard for Jesus? Something that hurt you but helped someone else? We don't have to take someone's place in line for the guillotine, but then again, maybe someday we will. Could you lay down your life for another person? How about for the husband of the woman that you love? It is a far, far better thing that I have done than I have ever done before. It is a far, far better rest that I go to than I have ever known. Praised be Jesus Christ.